Cool. Zoning Board of Adjustment meeting will please come to order. Adequate notice of this meeting was provided in the following ways. Notice published in the Courier News. Notice posted on the bulletin board in the municipal building. Notice made available to the township clerk. Notice sent to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Weissman?
Here.
Mr. Patel?
Here.
Mr. Reggio is here. He's just trying to log on. Roy's here. Mr. Blount?
Here.
Mr. Mirando?
Here.
Mr. Ellie?
Here.
And Chairman Cahill?
Here. Will everyone please stand for a salute to the flag? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Mr. Keneally, do we have any changes to tonight's agenda?
Yes, we have many changes to tonight's agenda.
Okay.
The application of Andrian Bethay, 440 New Market Road, has been withdrawn and will not be heard. The PACA application, 591 River Road, will be continued to October 10th. They must publish notice in the paper. The Bender application, 175 Dunellen, will be carried to September 26th. They must publish in the paper. The Sharma application, 1 Brook Hollow, will be carried to September 26th. They must publish in the newspaper. The Barnowski application, River Road, will be carried to November 14th. They must serve notices on the property owners list people.
Mr. Keneally, I apologize. 175 Dunellen is on for this evening.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Harish Patel.
Anybody here on the Bender application that is going to be heard this evening?
Bender's different. Bender is 9 Harmony.
I'm sorry, my notes are mistaken then. HBR Properties, Island Avenue, has been withdrawn. Those are all the changes I have, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Let's move ahead with item number 5, 24-ZB-36V, Abdul Sharik Mohammed.
Is the applicant present?
Yes, sir.
I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Your name and address?
Abdul Sharik Mohammed, 515 Crestwood Street, Piscataway.
Thank you. You can put your hand down and explain to the board what you'd like to do.
Yeah, so this is regarding the installation of a new fence in my property. So this is a follow-up call. So I was requesting for a 5 feet setback from Buttonwood Drive towards my property, but I think the board had some concerns regarding that. And I spoke to Mr. Misrahi, and we have come to a resolution, and I think the proposal right now is to have a 15 feet setback from Buttonwood Drive. So that's what the proposal is right now.
Jonathan, would you chime in for a sec?
Of course. So the reason why we postponed a decision on this case is because we wanted to ensure that the proposed fence would be outside of the site triangle of the intersection.
Right. I remember.
So if the fence is located 15 feet from the property line, approximately 25 feet from the edge of curb, it's going to remain outside of the site triangle.
And you've ironed that out with the applicant and everything's both copacetic on both sides.
Yes, he came in, spoke, and this is what we said would be our best path forward.
Good. No more point to dwell on. Any other members of the board have any questions or comments? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any comments or questions about this application?
No, Chairman.
Okay. I would close it to the public and make a motion to approve this application. Can I get a second?
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Please call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Still logging in?
No, he's on. He's just muted.
Yes.
Hi, Roy. Thanks, Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Mirando?
Yes.
Mr. Ellie?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Mohammed, your application as amended has been approved. We'll memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting, and we'll send that document to you.
Sure. Thank you.
Good luck, sir.
Thank you.
Let's move on to item number 7, 24-ZB-47V, New York SMSA Limited Partnership Verizon Wireless.
Good afternoon. I'm Victoria Britton. I'm the attorney representing the applicant, and I have with me, should the board wish to hear, our engineer, Jake Minardi. So Verizon Wireless was in front of the board last year and had received an interpretation to allow the zoning officer to issue an administrative approval for some equipment. Unfortunately, we were unable to move forward at that time, so we are coming back for updated approvals before the board. We are looking for approval to remove two existing antennas on the property and replace them with four new antennas, remove one remote radio unit, I'm sorry, RRU, and replace it with eight RRUs, add one over voltage protection box, two hybrid cables, and also swapping out the equipment box that's currently there for an equipment cabinet, I'm sorry, for a new equipment cabinet. We are moving under the federal co-location law, which is the Middle Class Tax Relief and Job Creation Act of 2012, as well as the township code, and asking that the board approve an interpretation to allow the zoning officer to issue administrative approvals.
Okay, and this site received all the required approvals originally?
Yes, it did.
And the equipment that you intend to swap out, is it going to make the facility any higher?
No, it will not.
Will it enlarge the equipment area?
No, I don't believe it will.
Okay. Have you supplied an RF report showing that you satisfy the RF requirements?
I'm going to turn that over to Jake Minardi, our engineer. Jake, do you know if we've done that?
Mr. Minardi, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand?
Certainly.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Do you know whether or not you've submitted an RF report that shows that this new equipment will comply?
I'm unaware of an RF report that's been submitted. I'm a structural engineer who would put that report together or be a radio frequency engineer.
Okay, so since we don't know the answer to that, that would be a condition of any approval granted by this board. And as a structural engineer, is this facility strong enough to support the equipment that you plan to install?
Yes, that's correct. We've prepared a mount analysis report qualifying the steel that's to support the proposed antennas and equipment, radio units and OVP boxes. There is also a structural analysis report that qualifies the equipment platform where the equipment cabinet is being removed and replaced with the new equipment cabinet, as well as the building's roof slab itself. The roof slab was qualified in the structural analysis report to support the full loading of the proposed equipment swap.
Thank you. Those are all the questions I have for Mr. Minardi. Mr. Chairman, it would appear that this applicant does qualify for an exemption from site plan approval based upon the information provided.
Sure. Thank you. Any other members of the board have any questions, comments? Turn it over to the public. Anyone in the public have any comments or questions about this application?
No, Chairman.
Okay. Close the public portion, and I'd make a motion to approve. Can I get a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you. Please call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ellie?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Britton, we will memorialize this at our next meeting and send you a copy.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your time. Thank
you. Have a great night.
Have a good
night. Thank you. Let's move on to item number 824-ZB-37V, Haresh Patel.
Is Haresh Patel present?
Yes, I'm here, sir.
I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Your name and address, please.
Haresh Patel, 175 Dedalan Avenue, Piscataway, New Jersey, 08854.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board why you're here?
Yes, sir. I'm requesting, a board's approval to install, a fence in my backyard.
And Jonathan, would you like the report rendered by the Piscataway landscape architect?
Yes.
And can you comply with what they request in that report?
What I understood it that like know that if they I have to allow like know that any time in the future, if like know that the township wants to like know work on easement, I have to allow and let them like know that take my fence out.
Okay, yeah, you would be responsible for taking that fence out and putting it back in if access to the easement is necessary.
Yes.
Okay, there are other aspects of that report. Mr. Mizrahi, perhaps you could weigh in.
Yes, thank you. There's two additional items that we would be requesting at this time in addition to the memorandum. We would like to have a memorandum of restriction be put in place as condition of approval pursuant to the location over the easement. And the other item in addition to the memorandum would be a landscaping bond, which upon approval, Mr. Patel can come into the office. We can help him with that. It's a temporary hold of some funds to make sure that the landscaping in front of the fence along Dunellen is installed at a satisfactory size.
You're okay with that, Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. Any other members of the board have any questions or comments? Seeing and hearing none, I'm going to go open it to the public. Excuse me. Anyone in the public have any questions or comments?
Not
this application. There's none?
None.
Okay. Close the public portion and I'd make a motion to approve this application. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Please pull the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ellie?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Patel, your application has been approved with some conditions that we just discussed. We'll memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting and send that document to you. Good luck.
Thank you very much, sir.
Yeah.
I'm assuming item number 12 is next, Laura?
Correct.
Correct, okay.
Thank you.
Item number 12, 24-ZB-46V, Atul Agrawal.
I am here, sir.
I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes. I do.
Can we have your name and address, please?
Sure. Name is Atul Agrawal. Address is 7 Agatha Drive, Piscataway, New Jersey, 08854.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board why you're here?
So what we would like to do, we have a corner property in Piscataway, and we have an existing chain link fence, and we would like to replace it with a 6-foot privacy fence on most of the backside and a 5-foot semi-privacy fence on the side street side that extends past the house.
Mr. Chairman, you may want to check with Mr. Mizrahi.
Yeah, Jonathan, can you chime in on this one?
Yes, so we...
Oh, you muted yourself, Jonathan.
Sorry about that. staff's recommendations for this application were varied based on the different fence types. We had no objection to the 4-foot fence along the eastern portion of the property. The 6-foot fence was satisfactory up until the portion along Bev Lane. We feel like no 6-foot height fence shall be permitted within 35 feet of Bev Lane. At that point, they can use the 5-foot fence, which would be set back 10 feet from the property line, whereas now it's shown as being less than a foot away from the property line. And... also, the addition of evergreen landscaping, as well as a utility mark out as part of the fence is located within a utility easement.
Mr. Agrawal, are you okay with that?
Yeah, there's one thing we would request if possible. We're okay with most of it. The only request is on the Bev Avenue side, instead of bringing the property, instead of bringing the fence in 10 feet, would it be okay to get a 5-foot 50% view fence up to the property line?
We typically allow a 4-foot fence. It's also something that's a little bit more commercially available.
Okay.
I would leave it up to the board if they'd like to do a 5-foot height fence. I wouldn't object to that.
A 50% view though, like I said.
Yeah, nice.
I would ask anyone on the board if they have any. I don't have a problem with it. Any other members of the board have any questions or comments? All right. Yeah, I don't think we'd have a problem with that, Mr. Agrawal. I have to open it to the public now, find out what's going on there. Any member of the public have any questions or comments about this application? None? Okay. close the public portion, and I'd make a motion to approve the this application with 5 feet on bed. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Okay, please call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Alley?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Agrawal, your application has been approved. We will memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting and send that document to you. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Have a good evening, sir.
You too. Thank you.
Let's move on to item number 15, adoption of resolutions from the regular meeting of August 15th, 2024.
The first resolution we have is Darlene Lumber. This was an application that you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Next is Bikash Sharetha, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Next is Ungia and Mehta, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Last is the Muslim Center of Middlesex County, the sign application. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Those are all the resolutions I have this evening.
Okay, item number 16, adoption of the minutes from the regular meeting of August 15, 2024. All in favor say aye.
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 Item number 17, adjournment. All in favor say aye.
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 Okay, guys. Thanks again for your volunteering and enjoy what beautiful weather we're going to have the next 5 days.
Exactly. Thank you, everybody. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Good night.